From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is studying the life of Abraham, the man whom the Bible calls the friend of God. Today, we'll hear another portion of a message entitled, Three Marks of the Friend of God. The text is Genesis chapter 18, where the Lord appeared to Abraham prior to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we've seen, Abraham was already prepared to receive the Lord because he was separated unto him. He was ready to serve God. Because of this, God took him into his confidence regarding the approaching destruction of the cities of the plain. The text shows us Abraham as a man of intercessory prayer, as he beseeches God to spare the cities for the sake of righteous people who might be there. Here is a powerful lesson about importunate prayer. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Past Deliverance Begets Faith. The text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. David said, moreover, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. This is not a promise if we consider only the words, but it is truly so as to its sense. For David spoke a word which the Lord endorsed by making it true. He argued from past deliverances that he should receive help in a new danger. In Jesus all the promises are yea and amen to the glory of God by us, and so the Lord's former dealings with his believing people will be repeated. Come then, let us recall the Lord's former loving kindnesses. We could not have hoped to be delivered aforetime by our own strength, yet the Lord delivered us. Will he not again save us? We are sure he will. As David ran to meet his foe, so will we. The Lord has been with us, he is with us, and he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Why do we tremble? Was the past a dream? Think of the dead bear and lion. Who is this Philistine? True, he is not quite the same, and is neither bear nor lion. But then God is the same, and his honor is as much concerned in the one case as in the other. He did not save us from the beasts of the forest to let a giant kill us. Let us be of good courage.
Though Satan buffets you, your flesh seems so weak. Loneliness hinders you, the way seems so bleak. All strength is gone from you, escape you would seek. Be not discouraged, look up. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Christ won the victory, the battle's been won. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Fight on, dear soldier, and you'll hear his welcome.
Look to the Savior every step of the way. In every trial and temptation his way. Seek to bring glory, seek his word.
Discouraged, Christ won the victory, the battle's been won. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Fight on, dear soldier, fight on, dear soldier.
shelter, and you'll hear him say, well done.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the latest issue of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to the feature on the website known as Q&A with Dr. Alan Cairns. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. He deals with such things as what should be our response to the current economic crisis, or what is the best way to study the Bible. The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
begin to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you. Here's the mark of a friend of God. Here's the mark of an Abraham. The Lord did come to Abraham's home and he was ready. The first mark of the man who would live as the friend of God is that he does not harbor anything in his heart or anything in his home that will grieve away his Lord. When you put it that way, you know you have a very simple explanation for the abysmal spiritual condition of most Christian lives and most Christian homes and most Christian churches. There's a lot of talk about God answering prayer and the Lord sending revival and the visitation of God. A lot of talk. Most of it empty. And we may thank God that He doesn't take us up on it. Because I want to tell you, when the Lord does come in a divine visitation, we have these golden visions of what revival would be like, but Malachi chapter 3 says, who may abide the day of His coming? It will be a fearful thing for hypocritical people. But the man who would truly be the friend of the Lord will seek to have a heart and a home and a church that is not harboring the very things that grieve the Savior. What I'm talking about is the kind of attitude that doesn't wait for the Lord to upbraid us for our sin, but rather seeks to remove the offenses lest they grieve the Lord. You remember what Jesus said not long before His crucifixion? John 14 verse 23 records it. If a man love Me, he will keep My words, and My Father will love him, and we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. That's the promise. The first mark of the man of God, of the friend of God, is this open-hearted welcome. This open-handed welcome to Christ. That we're not simply saying with our lips, Lord Jesus, come and bless us, while with our lives we are running into every sort of wickedness and worldliness that would bring dishonor to Christ. Oh, how such hypocrisy grieves the God of glory. Yet is it not the common run of the church? Where have we reached in the church? And I'm not talking about apostate churches. I'm talking about Bible-believing, fundamental, reformed, evangelical, you name it, decent churches, as we would call them. Where have we got to in most of our churches when God's people are much, much more informed about Hollywood than they are about the Bible? They're much more informed about all the filth of the world, than they are about the faith of the Word. Where have we got to when Christian homes have become centers of open wickedness and worldliness? Is it any wonder there is no close friendship with Christ? The friend of God welcomes the Lord in true fellowship. From verse 17 through verse 19, we will discover that the friend of the Lord witnesses for his Lord in true faithfulness. The Lord knew that Abraham would instruct and command his children and his household after him. The Lord knew that what he taught Abraham of the judgment of God, Abraham would use to instruct his children and guide them in the truth. He knew that Abraham, the man of God, would continue to pursue the fullest possible enjoyment of the covenant of grace for all his family. Now, this is a part of the life of Abraham that gets very little attention. And in most of the studies that are done in this life, most of the books that are written on it, there really isn't a lot about this particular aspect of Abraham's life. I had occasion to remark when we were dealing with Abraham at an earlier stage, in the episode with Hagar and Ishmael, that Abraham allowed himself to be driven into a position that he really didn't have the input into the rearing, the day-to-day influence on Ishmael that he ought to have had. And that is certainly, I think, true. But nonetheless, Abraham did take time, and God noted this, to instruct his family in the things of God. I want you to note this now. The investment that Abraham made of time and effort to instruct his family in the things of God was a wise investment. Now let's put this in context. Abraham was one of the richest men in the ancient world. You look at what the Bible says about his possessions. They were vast possessions. And I have noted this, and I'm sure you have noted it too. People who just make enough to get by on, they live from hand to mouth. And from pay packet to pay packet. And sometimes they yearn to have a whole lot more, that they would be in another bracket entirely. And I think half the time they don't know what they're yearning for. I have known people who have been very spiritual people, who have done very well in the church and in the family and in the things of God, until they got prosperous, and then they realized, now we have a bank balance, now we have stocks to look after, we have got to keep on looking at how they're doing, now I have a business to run, now I have possessions, and I've got to make sure that I keep them, I've got to make sure that I hedge them about. And soon they don't have the time that they used to have. I've known people to drop out of church life. Couldn't afford the time to come with their family on a Sabbath evening to the church to listen to the Word of God. Now they're getting up in life. The reality is, now they're beginning to destroy anything of value that they ever had. Abraham was a rich man. He had many things that could be occupying his time. You don't run a great business empire of any kind without great personal involvement. But in the midst of all the busyness of business, Abraham had time to instruct his family in the things of God. And that was a wise investment. Here's a man who has stood as a witness to the world for these last some 4,000 years. But first he was a witness in his own home. Now, if he was going to speak faithfully to his family, he had to live faithfully. We have noted some of his failures. This man was not perfect. And I have to say, I'm very glad that he wasn't perfect, because what could I learn from him if he were perfect? We're dealing with an ordinary flesh and blood individual with all the imperfections of humanity about him. He was not perfect, but he was godly. Let us never make the mistake or use the excuse that because we are not this and not that and not the other thing, because we're not perfect, therefore we don't need to pay attention to the details of being godly as God enables us. This man, imperfect though he was godly, and he was faithful first in his own home. Let me tell you, my friend, that's always the place to start. If your godliness doesn't start there, then it's not worth anything. If you're not a man of God in your own home, I don't care how holy you appear in the church, you're not a man of God. If you're not a Christian first and foremost with your own family, you're not a Christian at all. This is the place to start. There's no more important work for Christians than the work in their own home. That's why when you turn to the New Testament epistles, there's so much of the apostles' emphasis in giving instruction to Christians. There's so much emphasis on the home. Think of what Paul says to Christian husbands and Christian wives and Christian children. There's a great emphasis on the home. And I tell you, this is the urgent need of the day for those who are professedly the people of God and the friends of God, that they would be witnesses for Christ in true faithfulness in their homes. No more parents going absent without leave in the battle for the family. No more using a television simply to sit and babysit the children. No letting the children and the young people get their moral standards from the filthy crowd of the world. No more trying to slope off when God has said, take the time, man. Take the time, open the Bible, get alone and start to teach your family. Is that not the woman's job? Sure it is. But not exclusively. There's an awful lot of hypocritical husbands running around saying, my wife doesn't respect me as the head of my house. When your wife would need to have a mighty good imagination to be able to see you as the head of your house. If you're going to have spiritual headship at all, it will start right here. Abraham instructed his family. No more putting spiritual matters on the back burner. No more saying, well, I have business to attend to. I have a deal to clinch. I have money to make. I have this to do. I have the other thing to do. Listen, my friend, and let's be very frank here. If you had an appointment for you and your family with some great senator or with a president or with a monarch, you would readjust your diary and you would readjust your schedule and you and your family would be there. Day by day, we have to have an audience with the King of Glory. Families led by friends of God who will instruct them in the things of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.